on this day before Halloween, and when you told me that you booked the Hudson Valley Ghostbusters as a as guests here, I'm not going to lie to you. I really thought there might be some guys coming in or gals coming in, you know, just whatever, they go to haunted, investigate paranormal stuff, whatever. These guys are the real deal.
They're legit.
They got the costumes and everything. And now, what do you guys call the thing under the thing on your pack there?
They're the proton throwers.
The proton throwers. This is awesome.
I love them.
We got, where's Matt? Matt?
I'm Matt.
Hey, Matt. We got Jason.
Hello.
And we got Pete.
Hi there.
Holy crap. How long have you guys been together?
We first formed as a team in 2017. Became a 501c3 in 2018. These guys joined right after that.
So explain what that means, Matt, when you say 501c3. What exactly does the Hudson Valley... And that's the official name, the Hudson Valley Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Okay, what do you guys, like, do?
Cliff Notes version is, we go to various different events in the Hudson Valley as the Ghostbusters and raise money for charity.
That is awesome.
So Ava, local sales manager Ava, and I met these guys when we were at the breast cancer awareness event for the Plain Pole. They were there with their vehicles, dressed up, making slime. It was really cool.
So do you guys, all right, Jason, you guys, don't tell me, you guys have an Ecto-1.
We have multiple.
Multiple Ectos.
Yes, we have, Matt here has the flagship of the Ectos. He's got our Ecto-1G, which is a Toyota Tacoma. Done up in this, you know, to look similar as the original Ecto-1. I have a 1984 Camaro that I have decked out with Slimer, and I call it Slime 1. It's the Ecto Pursuit vehicle.
And don't you stop. I know 1984 is when the movie came out.
And so. It is. It's exactly a 40th anniversary of the movie, and it was a 40th anniversary of the year of my car. It fit too perfectly. I had to run with it.
That is hysterical. I love it. Again, if you're just tuning in,
we probably have like five total Ectos in our fleet right now. So
now, is it just the three of you guys?
No.
He said,
So Pete, how many people come on over as in Hudson Valley Ghostbusters?
Gosh, we're definitely up over 20 now. You think we're at 30, Matt?
Yeah,
I'd say we're close. So, all right, let me wrap my head. Let me make sure I got this right and wrap my head around this. So, like, do you guys go out like in groups of three, like to kind of simulate the three main? I mean, although there's the fourth guy, but you know, yeah.
No, we go out and we, you know, it depends on who's available for the event.
Right. So, who got this idea? Who started it? Oh, they all pointed at Matt. Hold on, Matt. Ghostbusters have been out since 84, right? So,
yeah.
We had the recent reboot of movies and all that stuff. Some of them were good, some of them weren't. What made you, in 2017, right? You thought, that's pre-COVID. It's not like it was a COVID. What made you want to do this? Walk us through it.
Having been a lifelong Ghostbusters fan, I was born in 83, so I was right in that wheelhouse when like, the cartoon came out. So it's always been part of my life. And I started doing decals on my vehicle for Halloween just for fun. And when I met my now wife, she's like, why don't you just do it all year long? And then started getting more attention. I'm like, we could do something with this.
What a good wife.
I married her.
So, all right. So then when was that moment that like you got the name, you got the, ask other people to be part of it? Like, how did that happen?
I think the name came early on. It was one of the first things I thought of. I'm like, because I was looking for a group around, and there was nothing close. I'm like, we need something in the Hudson Valley. Hudson Valley Ghostbusters. Perfect.
Yep.
And then early on, I just recruited some friends, gave them some jumpsuits. Like, oh, you're Ghostbusters now. And then we did our first Comic-Con. We started doing recruitment. Jay was actually selling toys across a booth from us, and he signed on. Pete, you found us on...
I found you on GB Fans.
Yeah, GB Fans, which is the Ghostbusters fan.
Those fans, yeah.
And then just kind of snowballed from there. We kept doing applications, people kept signing up, and here we are, 30 members later.
And you guys have regular jobs too, right? You guys aren't just Ghostbusters all the time.
Oh, yeah. I work for the railroad,
Oh, my God.
You know, when I'm home, Ghostbusters have become like my second job. And I love it. It's great because, we're putting together, we have our podcast now that we're doing. Which is
awesome.
Hudson Valley Slime Time, so people can look that up.
I love that.
We use it to talk about the things that we do and where we go and where we're going to be. And then we also have been doing a lot of discussions about the movies and things like that. And
just think about all the joy you guys bring people. Matt, that's got to be a large, obviously, the biggest reason why you do it. Just you get to do it. You get to, you know, emulate these characters that, you know, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, you know, all these guys that have been doing it, you know, for all these years. They even brought them back for some of the newer movies. I mean, it's just a new generation of Ghostbusters fans. I mean, you must have been ecstatic when they made the new films.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You probably lost your minds.
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah. Did you, like, go to all see the showing together? Like, you do, like, a Ghostbusters night out or something like that?
We planned some of them, yeah.
That's fun.
Different ones, yeah.
I love it. That is so cool.
That's so cool. I love that. Again, if you're just tuning in, we have the Hudson Valley Ghostbusters. Is there a website?
There is. It is hvgb.org. So, HudsonValleyGhostbusters.org.
Hvgb.org, yeah.
But we also have Facebook, Instagram.
You're everywhere. Yeah.
We just started TikTok. Help us.
Reddit.
We have all the socials now.
That you guys have like a list of charities that you guys help and are a part of, right?
We do.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of those there. Yep.
So
here, you can move right up there.
This is a smaller list, but these are ones we work with mainly. We work with American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, American Cancer Society, St. Jude's Children's Hospital, Maria Ferry Children's Hospital, the Danny Mulvey Fund, and GLSEN, which provides support to troubled teens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love it.
This is incredible. So if anyone's awesome. Listening, if they wanted to inquire about, you know, having you guys involved in a nonprofit event or a fundraiser, they can reach out to you and talk to you guys?
Yeah, if you go to hvgb.org, we have a contact form on there. You can fill it out, and we will get back to you.
That is awesome. That's awesome. So what's the big plan for Halloween? What are you guys doing?
I mean, we each do our own thing. I mean... You were talking about, you know, at my house, I go crazy. So I have this huge display in my house and I will continue to set up until the first trick-or-treater shows up. You know, I will have my slime one out there and I actually have a 25-foot inflatable Stay Puft Marshmallow Man
that's awesome.
Out there. So, you know, we each, you know, Halloween night, we kind of reserve it for ourselves.
For your families,
you know,
for our families and stuff.
Sure.
But have you guys been busy like the last, you know, couple?
October is insane. We, you know, people are constantly.
Are you already booked for October 2025? I bet.
Yeah. We are suggesting people now, yes, because we have people booking us out for next year.
That's incredible.
People reach out to us a couple months ahead of time, and we're like, "Sorry, we're already."
I bet
this October. I mean, if you want to set us up for next year, you're probably better off.
That's hysterical. So. Again, we got the Hudson Valley Ghostbusters here. HVGB, as in Hudson Valley Ghostbusters, hvgb.org, right? That's it.
Yes.
It's a 501c3. That's what I said.
501c3.
Now, last question, because we got to get into our break here. But I'm just wondering, and again, if you want to talk about any fundraising opportunities, you guys do stuff all year long, right? So that, you know, if you want to inquire about the holidays and all that stuff, if they have some space in their schedule, do the any of the people from Hollywood know that you're doing this? Have you have any contact with any?
We're fully authorized by, Sony and Ghost Corps gives us, you know, the okay. You know, we have the okay to use like our fan designed logos.
That is awesome.
Because you're
a fundraiser, yeah. Right?
As long as we're not making money, they're happy with it, and that's what we do. We're just raising money for charity.
Yeah, you're
and
promoting
more than happy.
Talk
with
about
it.
The best of both worlds.
Yeah.
You know, you have the best. Listen, it's their intellectual property. They have every right to say. But the fact that you're doing stuff to help the community,
mm-hmm.
why wouldn't Sony say yes? You know, I mean, that is awesome. Anybody like from the original Ghostbusters or the new? Has anyone like have you had met anyone? Any of the guys or any of the actors or anything, or is that an ambitious hopefully
someday as we grow, hopefully maybe attention will,
well, especially because you guys know, like, there's, you know, and that's why they come here. They like to embed themselves in the Hudson Valley to get away from the nonsense of LA and New York and New York City. They live here, but you never know, you may, you know, Dan Aykroyd can come walking down one day and I'd be, hey, I love you guys. He sounds just like that. Hey, I love you.
And we will be very happy with that.
Guys, thanks so much again, Matt, Jason, Pete. Thanks for what you do to help the community. And we look forward to, you know, hopefully grow a partnership with us, especially, tomorrow's Halloween, and that's when we wrap up Boo 92, our official station of Halloween. But we'll definitely keep in touch for next year. Maybe we can do some fun events with you guys.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, we can team up and, you know, maybe even do the Hudson Valley Ghostbusters report and stuff like that. Yeah, we'll just be, you know, work together. Why not?
Yeah.
To our mutual benefit. Benefit of the Hudson Valley. Yeah, Pete.
And if anybody's listening online and you want to find a local group near you, go to whoyougonnacall.org. That's A-Y-A.
Yep.
It's a global directory of Ghostbusters nonprofit franchises.
That is so cool.
Oh, my gosh.
It's amazing that these guys, again, you take a passion of something about something iconic as the Ghostbusters franchise, and you're using it to do good. That's,
yes. Yeah, I mean, amazing.
Love it. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
All right.